meet again.
This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy and not too muddy. And we'll talk to you again next hour with some community conversation on the morning show from WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It's a rainy 61 degrees at 9 o'clock. News Time is next. It is sponsored by the Phoenix Center. Family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, along with video games.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Legal experts continuing to unpack the ramifications of Monday's Supreme Court ruling, giving presidents broad immunity for official acts taken while in office. One question that ABC News chief legal analyst Dan Abrams was asked about, whether a president could be immune if they were paid money to grant someone a pardon.
The court has said, in sending it back, you can't look to the president's motive in assessing a potential crime. So if you can't look to the motive in something like a pardon, you can't say, were they doing this for the wrong reasons, then there's certainly an argument to be made along those lines.
Hurricane Beryl growing into a Category 5 storm, becoming the earliest Cat 5 hurricane to ever develop in the Atlantic. President Biden proposing a rule aimed at addressing excessive heat for construction workers, farm workers, and others who spend most of their time outside. If finalized, it'd require workers to get access to drinking water in a cooling area if the heat index reaches at least 80. This is ABC News. Tennis star Andy Murray withdrawing from singles competition at Wimbledon after surgery on his back. He says he is planning to retire after the Paris Olympics. A Texas man claiming to be a doctor and known online as Mr. Injector One is now headed to prison for 5 years after pleading guilty to several charges.
Dustin David Moore might face civil penalties as well. Among the many clients whose pictures were posted on Moore's business website was Breon Wisnut, who says the butt injections he gave her made her extremely sick, and she's filed suit against the 42-year-old. Moore.
He's conned lots of people.
Her advice to others considering cosmetic procedures?
You just have to do your due diligence.
A check of the Texas Medical Board website shows Moore is not licensed to practice medicine. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The man who put together one of the most infamous art heists ever has died. Pal Enger, the former Norwegian soccer star turned serial art thief, masterminded the plot to steal the screen by Edvard Munch in 1994. Enger was 57. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 10 o'clock Monday through Saturday and Sunday at 4 p.m. with all your lunchtime favorites. Burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center pizza. Or call ahead, 649-7469, for carryouts from the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with two locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
A high of 73 today with rain off and on, showers and thunderstorms again in the late afternoon. Evening rain tonight, thunderstorms moving out overnight, and still a humid night, a low of 64. Wednesday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy, humid, an outside chance of a shower or thunderstorm Wednesday afternoon, and a high of 84. Wednesday night, partly cloudy and humid, areas of light fog possible late, and a low of 63 degrees. The outlook for the 4th, a high of 85 with isolated showers possible in the afternoon. LED lighting provides important social benefits such as higher productivity at work, increased road safety, more effective school learning, and an enhanced sense of well-being and comfort at home, in buildings, and on the streets. Walsh's Ace Hardware can help with all the needs of LED lights. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Richland Center for more information.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
My name is Dale Bender. I'm speaking to you today
on the value of the utility commissions. You may or may not know that utility commissions are public bodies designed to operate independently of the city with the exemption of borrowing or anything that requires them to work in conjunction with the government body that exists. On July 2nd, Richland Center City Council will have a discussion to dissolve the City Utilities Commission. The Utility Commission serves many benefits to the city and to the residents. In the 34 years of working for the City Utilities, I've never seen anything but the best intentions of the residents of the community as a priority for providing safe and reliable and affordable services while working with individuals and businesses to help them become more successful. They have led the way in the resurrection of economic development when other governmental bodies saw it as less important, as well as helping leading the way working with schools and businesses for youth apprenticeships and literally hundreds of other community accomplishments, all while managing three utilities that are operating at a high level of excellence on a state and national level. Please join me on July 2nd at the Richland Center City Council meetings to support the Richland Center Utility Commission. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
This announcement was authorized and paid for by Michael Kaufman on behalf of our community.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
Welcome to our morning show on WRCO and WRCE. We're here to talk about the 4th of July celebration coming up this Thursday at Fireman's Park in Lone Rock. And we have a studio full of guests who are going to talk about all of the many things going on. Mary Litviak is here, Steve Stettler, along with Jake Kleckner and Tammy Reno, back to talk about all the things, the great things that's going on in Lone Rock. Mary, this is that time of year when you get geared up and you've probably been watching the forecast for a few days, haven't you?
Yeah, it's come along really fast, hasn't it?
It has, right. And I think maybe you're going to get all right with a window in between rain.
Yeah, we're gonna make it. It's going to be a nice day for families no matter what. We got a full day slated from, so no matter what time you show up in Lone Rock on Thursday, something going on. So we're really excited about this year's program.
It's always well attended, and I was there last year for the parade, and it has to be one of the best attended parades around, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people come from as far as La Crosse and Milwaukee and other places, and it just keeps going. I was not at the parade last year, but were you there? It was pretty long.
Yes, I was.
Tammy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was a good hour.
A good hour, which is pretty spectacular, because usually it goes like 30, 40 minutes, but last year everybody, and you could just hear the cheering in the background. It was very exciting.
Yeah, you could. Yeah. And you keep thinking that, okay, the crowd's going to die down when we get down, you know, past this point or that point, but it doesn't die down. It just continues.
No, they all head to the chicken barbecue.
Yeah, that's where they were going.
Yes.
Speaking of which, you have two of those again, right?
Yes. One will be held, usually they start opening their doors during the end, toward the end of the parade. The EMS is going to be serving their chicken dinner at the fire department. And then we have Sacred Heart Catholic Church in town, who's going to be doing the chicken barbecue at Fireman's Park that morning, I think serving up until the noon hour, I believe.
So. There's hopefully everybody gets one. And last year we were like one step from the fire station going in the door, and we got cut off. But then we went down to the park, and
it's not an unusual thing for them to run out of chicken dinners, and everybody's going, oh, and they're like, no, go down to the park. Oh, all right, you know, and then they just run down there. It's pretty exciting. So we do well with chicken barbecues every year with both of them. So
yes, you do. So anything new this year to add to the poster?
We've got a petting zoo coming out. Pratchett's Prairie Land Critters is coming out, and they're going to be bringing out a lot of their exotic animals, and it's very interactive, so guests will be able to come out and meet the animals, learn a little bit more about them, interact with them, pet them. They're very excited about their business, and we're excited to have them. We've gotten a lot of good feedback on places they've been, and we're happy to have them over at the park this year.
Something for the kids. That's important, Tammy.
Yes, it is. Yes, the parade, we'll be starting the parade I'm the charge of that.
Yep.
And I just ask that everybody be there by 10:30 to be able to register.
Or maybe even 10:15.
Yeah, well, 10:30, usually I say about 10:30, because then that gives me enough time to get over and get everything back by 11. So, but otherwise, yeah, I'm hoping everybody comes out for the parade and... Yeah,
make it another hour-long deal.
Yeah, it'll probably, well, hopefully, if it doesn't rain, and it's not going to this year.
No, we're going to have a nice day.
Yes.
We'll hope that you're right on that. It sounds like you might be right now.
Yeah,
might be
I hope so. Before they said Thursday morning, but now they're saying Thursday later, so... Let's hope.
Yeah.
Was there pre-registration for the parade, or you can just show up?
No, just show up. It's best just to show up, because I did the pre-registration a couple years ago, and it didn't work out. So it's best just to show up, and we'll have it all wrote down, and I'll have it for everybody. Yeah, they'll fill out paperwork. It's not long. It's just to tell them.
It helps to position all of the
photos. And they'll position, and then I give them a number, and then they'll go get lined up. And I've got the fire department that helps me every year. They have the explorers, and they have them all around, and they go. So they'll do that.
Tell me about the Grand Marshal for this year's parade.
Tip Mahoney is going to be the Grand Marshal. She's lives in Spring Green, but she's a lifelong resident. She was Odie Bucks. She had Odie Bucks, her and her husband did, for years. I live right behind there, so that's why I know that it was Mahoney's, Odie Bucks, and that's who we decided to be the Grand Marshal.
Yeah, she was nominated by overwhelming majority on Facebook, by the way.
Good. Yeah, so she's really excited about it, and I think they're going to be throwing candy and stuff out. She's got a convertible that she's going to be in, and she's just got her family's going to be all walking with her, and we're going to have her at the front of the parade, and then that way she can just enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Leading the way, that'll be awesome.
She'll be leading behind the vets, all the vets.
It's a good candy parade.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of them that throw candy, believe me.
The kids will not be disappointed.
No, they will not.
So that steps off at 11 o'clock, and it's tradition. You know, I remember going as a youngster myself. Any idea how long Lone Rock's been celebrating the 4th, Mary?
Decades.
Years, yeah.
Decades. I've only been around for 10 of those years, but I know Tammy's been around a lot longer than I have.
Oh, yeah, I've been... A lot of years. Me
but
and my
it's been
husband.
Going on a long time.
Oh, yeah. It's been a long since I was a kid.
And you couldn't do it without all the civic groups. Everybody kind of pitches in, don't they?
Yes, they do.
It's so important. It's so important to, you know, the success of the event and having these groups come out and, you know, show themselves. You know, we try to pay special attention to those that are helping and those that contribute. I think it's really important that we call out everybody who makes a big difference in the success of the event. So it's very important.
Yeah, most definitely. And you have some fun stuff. Wouldn't be complete without some baseball and softball games and things like that, too.
I think we're going to have an ad hoc one coming in, some boys. I heard there was going to be a boys baseball or softball game that day, but I think it's very much ad hoc. But, you know, we have another athletic event in the morning we're really excited about, which I know you'll be speaking about. So, but other than that, it's just a full day starting with the 5K water run walk, and it's going to end with the fireworks. So it's a full day. It's with lots to do.
Definitely is. Tuningo, too. You had that before, but what is that, or could you describe that for us?
Sure. Well, our DJ, Alan Blood, is going to be coming back out. He's typically been doing the DJ work for us these last few years, and he invented it. It's a game where he comes out and he uses musical tunes in order for you to fill out your bingo card. So I think this year he's going to focus in on show tunes from Disney.
Yes, he's starting something new this year.
Yeah.
And he said it's show tunes.
But he does country and he does, you know, also show tunes. I mean, it's a surprise and everybody gets really excited. So we got, you know, gift cards as prizes, so you can get to win something. If you really like bingo, you can come out. It's from 4 to 5. And then we're also having meat paddles toward raffles toward the end of the, after that. So
So brush up on your Disney tunes, it sounds like. Yep. Yeah. You know, maybe you got a fighting chance to win a prize then.
Yes. Yeah, it can be tricky, so it's not as easy as it sounds, but it's sure a lot of fun.
Plenty of good food throughout the day. You know, we talked about the chicken barbecues, but there's also, you know, all other opportunities too, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we have a regular fair this year. We're going to have some cotton candy. Thanks to Tammy.
Yeah, I'm making the cotton candy.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I think we're putting cheese on our burgers this year.
Yes.
But other than that, it's going to be the regular fare. Hamburgers, hot dogs, brats, chips, candy, soda.
Hot dogs.
Beer. Mm-hmm. You know, so it'll be fun.
What about desserts then, too? Do you have some other than cotton candy?
Cotton candy and kettle corn. Our famous kettle corn. Yeah.
Wouldn't be a festival in Wisconsin if you didn't have kettle corn, I don't think.
No.
Good stuff. Well, Mary, as you mentioned, we wanted to talk about the first athletic event of the day, and that is the upcoming 5K Water Run Walk, and Steve Stettler is here. Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good morning, Phil. I'm great. Thanks for having us.
Good to have you back here. So we've run across you as in the capacity of coaching for a long, long time. How many sports do you coach?
So what I've done recently, I'm the head coach for the River Valley Cross Country team, which is what's hosting this water run, but I also help with the basketball program and the track program at River Valley.
Did you do some recruiting of some past students and current students to try and get them going here?
Yeah, that's typically, and it's always hard. It's summertime, it's a holiday, so there's vacations and things like that. And also, it's been a few years since we've done this, so that makes it a little trickier just coming back into it. And there between past runners, current runners, parents, just people that like the want to support River Valley and their activities, we get a lot of help.
So where will the proceeds go for this event?
So the proceeds go to help the River Valley Cross Country team, and it's a lot of just kind of the team bonding stuff that goes on throughout the year, whether it's a dinner, a pizza party, some T-shirts throughout the season. Sometimes it helps with gear that isn't covered under the normal funding that we get from the schools, uniforms, warm-ups, different things like that. But it's all kind of that team family atmosphere that cross country is.
Yeah, it really is. And I'm always impressed by that sport because it's not just a one school thing. It's not just a River Valley. You really make a lot of friends from other districts, don't you?
And I think that's just distance running in general. But I've talked about with friends of mine, these 5K summer runs. I've had so many conversations in the middle of races with people I've never met, never seen again, maybe never knew their name, but it goes to the high school as well, and the kids have great relationships with not only our team, but runners from other schools, and it's a really good community, that running community.
All ages are welcome for Thursday's event?
Absolutely. It's a family-friendly environment, really just getting out, being active, having some fun. I try to keep the cost very minimal. A lot of the events seem to keep going up every year, but it's $15 per person, and you get a T-shirt as long as the supplies last. But if you order on or if you enter online, there's a slight fee for that. But that's still, in my opinion, very cheap for summer events. Family, all ages are welcome. You can run it, you can jog it, you can walk it. And you'll probably get a little wet. I walked through the community. Lone Rock has been great, not only the 4th of July committee, but the community as well. They'll set up sprinklers, squirt guns, hoses, whatever. And if you want to get sprayed, cool down a little bit, they're more than happy to oblige.
I would guess as a runner, that's got to be something to look forward to, something down the course that's going to perk you up a little bit, right?
Yeah, I think so. And the first year that we did, it was actually one of my former runners that lived and grew up in Lone Rock, Kylie Brownlee, and her family really kind of helped with the idea and get this going. And I wasn't sure how it was going to take, but that first year it was great. And then every year after that, we had anywhere from 90 to 120 participants yearly, and they did. Yeah, they really liked the effect of the water, especially on a hot morning.
Well, tell me about the course, Steve.
So the course kind of weaves its way through town. I believe it's on the website as well. But the idea was to go up and down as many different streets as we could to get the town involved. I had a good time walking through a couple weeks ago, just knocking on doors, explaining to people that we're bringing it back. A lot of them remembered it. Oh, yep, I'll be out there. And sounds like they made a morning of it and had fun with it. But to get as many people involved as we could. So the day of, it'll be up to them to set up their, however they want to do that, whether it's a sprinkler or a hose or whatever the case may be, and just enjoy the event.
How long has it been since you've had this in Lone Rock? Any idea?
2019 was the last year, so obviously COVID played a role. There was a couple of years I wasn't the coach, but then now bringing it back, I met with the 4th of July committee, asked if they'd be interested in having it back again. They graciously said yes, so we've kind of been promoting it as much as we could these last few weeks. So, but yeah, 2019 was the last time, so it's been a bit.
Truly one of those events that all ages can take part, right?
Yes, yeah, and especially in the after the first couple of years, it really was. There was families that would register. There's businesses that would bring groups. And people pushing their kids in strollers. And again, some people were racing, some people were jogging, some people were walking, but everybody was having a good time with it.
Having been at the finish line, because my wife does a lot of these too, it's interesting to see the different shapes and sizes. And as you mentioned, somebody carrying a kid in some sort of holster, you know, on their back or you know, it's just amazing. Yeah. And I'm thinking, I couldn't go like down the block that far. How do these people go that far?
Yeah, they really do. And they just, everybody makes it their own. I think some of my favorite memories are the last 50 feet, the families that are walking with the little kids, and they just take off, and the expressions on their face. It's good stuff.
Yeah, that's great. So you're looking forward to that. And is it broken up in age categories then, Steve, in terms of the finishers or not?
No, just it kind of saves on the that's one thing that helps to keep the cost down as well. Like I'll have some medals for the top three, male and female, but we never really did anything beyond that. But I think most people really are just out there to have fun, be active with your family. And that's my whole goal anyway, just be outside, have fun, put the phones away for a little bit or maybe play some music or whatever. But and just have some fun with everybody.
There are these running and walking apps now that will tell you, you know, your pace. And sometimes I've heard that it's kind of depressing. It's like, what? I'm only going 20-minute mile? What's going on here?
I've every year that we had it, I would you know, talk a little bit before the event, and I would say, because I have a clock going, I said, I'll be reading off times, but if you don't want to know it, just yell that as you're coming up, and I won't say that. And there was a few that took me up on that.
Don't say it. I don't want to know.
Right.
Do people come in costume from time to time, or?
Usually some red, white, and blue. I wouldn't say costumes, but yeah, I don't know. Maybe this year, now that we're planting the seeds a couple of days ahead of time.
Sure. We can start a new trend then. Yeah. What time does it get underway then, Steve?
So I had on all the publications, 8:00, just anticipating some last-minute registration. The race itself, I'm planning for 8:45. That's kind of what I told the people throughout town so they could get set up, have the sprinklers. But 8 a.m., come on down. Don't worry if you're registered or not. Also be taking day of registrations. That would just be the $15. But then the race itself will get going probably about 8:45.
Perfect thing over the holiday, too, because you'll probably have some people visiting from outside the area that can take part in it as well.
So. Yeah. And that actually, I had accumulated or compiled an email list over the years. And some of them, I don't realize from the emails, but then, oh, yeah, no, we're from West Virginia, but we're not coming back this year. And so some interesting things. But yes, a lot of people.
Where are you guys going to meet at?
We're going to meet at Fireman's Park, right in go to the water tower. If you can see that, you go right down there. We'll be set up kind of in the parking lot. And then that'll be the start finish as well.
Okay. Start and finish in the same spot then.
Yes.
So
yes.
You won't get lost.
No.
Well, good luck with that, Steve. That sounds like a great event.
Thank you.
A great addition this year. Also joining us is Jake Kleckner, who is with the Buena Vista Lions Club. Good morning. Welcome to the morning show, Jake.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. So this is going to be our first year working down with Lone Rock two of our members actually are on the Lone Rock Committee for the 4th of July celebration. Mm-hmm. So at our couple meetings ago, they came forward with the opportunity for us to volunteer from 3 to 6. We will be serving food out of the stand by the baseball diamond. So we hope to see everybody down there. And hopefully, it sounds like it's going to be a really fun day out there. Mm-hmm. Lots of activities going down. Sounds like there's going to be food everywhere.
Yeah, there will. If you go hungry, it's your fault, yes. I think, right?
It sounds like if I need to cool down, I'm going to go hang out in the morning over by the sprinklers.
Sure. Okay. or get the last 50 feet in, you know, make it look like you did it or whatever.
Yeah, definitely.
Sure. Well, tell me a little bit about your Lions Club.
So our Lions Club, so we re-chartered last year. So there used to be a Lions Club down in Buena Vista. Several years ago, they disbanded. And a couple years ago, I had gotten contact with some community members who had been attempting to get this going. And through those efforts, we were able to get this started, officially chartered last August. And then this last month, we just had our elections for our first term officers. So we've won a whole term with officers, one full year. And we're just starting our second year. And it's been an insanely busy year starting out this new club. Mm-hmm. So we've done a few fundraisers. And so last October, we had a Halloween party down in Buena Vista. And the consensus of this Halloween party is it was going to be a free event for anybody to attend that wanted to. Everything at this event was free. We had a food stand and a bake sale. The money from the bake sale we donated to the food pantry, and then any money that was from the selling from our brat stand basically paid for the Halloween party.
Okay.
And then we had several donations of pumpkins, apples, and everything else that we needed to get that party really rolling.
So that was kind of like your first big event then?
That was one of our first big events. We did have then... We've had some membership drives. We had one of those was a bowling event at the Phoenix Center here in town. And that was nice because they were able to work with us on reserving some lanes and people were able to come down and bowl for free to try to get us some members. And it worked. We did get a few members out of that. So it turned out to be successful. And then just throughout the last year, we've been able to fundraise just almost $2,000, and that's after all of our expenses have been paid for. And then donation-based, you know, in the last year we've had $2,600 in donations. And then we also have a GiveButter website, which is, it's kind of like a GoFundMe. And the money that we're raising on this GiveButter is going towards a playground at the park. So the big thing for us is we leased the park from the township in Gotham, and we are rebuilding that park.
Yeah, tell us about that, because I've heard about the Gotham Park kind of coming back to life.
It's been going really good. We've had some great members that have been really hitting it hard down there. And one member, and he's going to hate me for this, but Jeremiah Ringelstetter has been hammering it out down there at the park. With donations, we've been able to get the softball field back into playing condition. We have one set of concession stands that is almost entirely ready to run. We're just working on some power issues with that. And then we're getting a volleyball court put in, so we have the funding for that. And then grants is going to be the big one. So applying for grants for playground equipment, because that is... are going to be our biggest expense.
Yeah, that was a real vibrant park at one time, so the goal is to kind of get it back to the way it used to be then.
So me and my wife moved there 6 years ago, right before our kids were born, and that was one of the first things we noticed as we had went down to the park and had noticed there wasn't a whole lot going on there. So it took a couple of years, but we're getting something going down there, and our first town party is coming up on August 24th, So we are looking at being able to have volleyball and beanbag tournaments. The beanbags, we're looking at a $20 buy-in per team. Volleyball would be a six-person team, you know, $10 per person. And then we'll be running concessions, selling beer. The softball field, we were aiming more towards having softball games, kickball games for the kids out there, just something to have fun with them. Walmart was nice enough to donate 500 Freezy Pops, so we're going to hand out free Freezy Pops to all the kids that come down for that day.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Sounds like a good deal there.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the main project right now, the Buena Vista Lions, then. That's where the fundraising is going
And that's what really kicked us off was the park. You know, that was, I think, the main thing that drew everybody in that we've had so far was getting the park fixed up and getting the park going.
Sure. Kind of got you together then. So it's things like the Lone Rock Celebration where you'll be volunteering and helping out to help the cause a little bit.
Yeah, and that'll help us get our name out there, too. Plus, it'll help us get an idea of, in a couple months, we're going to be having our town celebration.
Take some notes then.
Yes. Yep. I already have, you know, a Google Doc several pages long, and I'm sure it's going to get longer as the next couple of months tick down.
Some things to look forward to then. So and what time are you going to be there again in the stands on Thursday?
So 3 to 6 on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then when we have our town celebration on the 24th, we're looking all day because we want to start with a Lions-based rummage sale in the morning for that. So all the proceeds from that going into the playground equipment budget.
Okay, great. So it's kind of a meet and greet on the 4th then for the Lions then.
Yep. Right?
You'll be signing autographs there in the stands and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, the 4th of July celebration is, you know, it's one or maybe a two-day thing every year, but these guys, you know, they have to go all year long, you know, and keep their group supported. So we're really happy to have them on board this year to do that and use our platform, if you will, to do that. And, you know, all the information about this can be found on the Lone Rock 4thofjuly.org on our website. The route for the run and everything is out there. So anybody wants information about it can go out and check it out.
Sounds like you've got a lot of great things going on. We'll come back and wrap up our conversation in just a moment all about the 4th of July celebration coming up Thursday at Fireman's Park in Lone Rock.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Rockwell Automation in Richland Center is more than just a company. They are a part of this community. The team is made up of coaches, board members, firefighters, and EMS. Rockwell is proud to support and serve neighbors every day, both in and out of the workplace. What they are asking from the community is, if you are a part of a nonprofit organization or 501(c) and have opportunities for Rockwell employees to partake in, please contact them as they would love to partner with your organization. The team is looking for volunteering and donation opportunities within the surrounding communities. If you would like to partner with Rockwell Automation or have any questions, please call them at 647-9400. They look forward to extending their community involvement. Rockwell Automation, ingrained in the community, dedicated to making a difference.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Walsh's Ace knows that window screens can get punctured or torn. Let Walsh's Ace repair your torn or punctured screen. The experts at Walsh's have the know-how. If you're looking for paint, the Ace Paint Department at Walsh's Ace has state-of-the-art equipment that can color match anything you have to paint. You can count on Walsh's Ace for everything, from screens to paint. Walsh's Ace in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Your attention, please. Krogan's Do It Best Retirement Sale in Boscobel continues with everything on sale. Just in time for your 4th of July projects, all fertilizer, grass seed, garden hose, lawn chemicals, and all paint and stain, 25 to 50% off. The largest sale in their 91 years. Everything goes. Hurry for the best selection on all furniture, appliances, hardware, grills, and more. They're selling to the bare walls. Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel is closing their doors. Stop in today. Open daily 8 to 6, Saturday 8 to 4, closed 4th of July and Sunday.
Hey, that's one nice new bike, Josie.
Yeah, birthday present. Rides really smooth, too. Oh, and I see you finally got a new helmet.
I did. Bought it cheap online.
Love those side wings.
Hey, are you hungry?
Yeah, I'm starving. And need some water, too.
Okay, follow me. We'll turn off here.
I'm right behind you.
Hey, watch the cars. They can be crazy.
Teddy! No! Are you okay? Teddy! Somebody do something!
I called 911. They should be here soon.
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and I'm concerned because his helmet is smashed and cracked open.
It's a brand new helmet.
It's probably a fake.
Please help him.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart. Buy smart.
Go for real.
Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
It's our day to talk about the Lone Rock 4th of July celebration. We're in the studio with some guests that are all getting ready and getting busy for the upcoming event. One day only on Thursday, July 4th at Fireman's Park in Lone Rock. Mary Litviak, lots of great things that will kick off the day. Tell me about the marketplace. It'll be a part of it this year.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be another highlight. People in Lone Rock are really interested in the notion of having a place to go and just buy local items. And last year, actually it was the year before that, we started asking local vendors to come in with their tents and just show themselves, much like these gentlemen here are. And we've gotten some really good feedback. We've got a good handful coming out, you know, this and with a whole bunch of different a variety of products. And they'll be lining up right outside, right by the parking lot there. We have at least six, with the possibility we could hit up to double that. So when you're not eating or playing ball or petting animals or whatever, you can go and just browse around and see what they have. I think it's going to be a really nice day for them to showcase their stuff.
Could be a lot of treasures, right?
Yeah, and I think that it has a good possibility to become something else for Lone Rock later. You know, if you get the people to come out and want to be there and want to sell, we might just continue that on, you know, in the future. So we're really looking forward to having them come out too. And it goes from 7 o'clock, they get to set up until 7 in the evening. So they have a really large window to put their stuff out and sell. So we're excited about that.
People have talked a lot about the weather lately. They've also talked about bugs and mosquitoes. And you guys sprayed in Lone Rock, didn't you?
Yeah, we sprayed this year. A few days ago, it was a nightmare to be outside. So we're going to make sure that all our guests are comfortable, and we'll have the mosquitoes under control for the day. So
they're going to call a truce, and they're going to step back that day, the mosquitoes.
They better.
Tammy, tell me about the parade. Do you have the parade route?
Yes, the parade route. You'll register at the library. That I'll be there with all the paperwork. And I have the explorers that will direct you where you need to go. You'll go up Bertha Reynolds and then Dr. Bertha Reynolds Street. It's easier to say you go on Pearl Street and then you'll follow down, and then I've got different guys that'll be directing where you need to go, the explorers. And then they'll go right down Highway 130 down to Exchange, and then you'll turn off on the left and you'll go right out.
It's amazing with, you know, you've got all the floats and all the vehicles lined up, and it somehow works. So, you know, you get it all coordinated, don't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have paperwork that it's very little this year. And I just have it wrote down, and then I try to leave by 10:30 to get up to give it to Marvin.
Joel's
yep. will be the announcer this year. And I'll get all the paperwork to him, and then he'll announce to whoever's in line.
It's an enormous amount of work. When you see the size of the parade and how long it goes,
yeah,
it still amazes me how big it is and how do they even organize it. I don't even know.
I know.
Not my forte, but she's real good at it.
Yeah,
so
I try.
Something for everyone, too. Yeah. Like antique tractors and cars.
Yeah, and just make sure that to get the word out that 10:30 is the time that I'll be quitting to go up and give the paperwork to everyone. So to be in line by 10:30 is going to be great.
Okay, that'll help the cause then.
Yeah, so yes.
We hope people do get that ready to go then. And the other thing, Tammy, I wanted to ask you too about it, and we talked to Jake as well, but there are a lot of groups that put this on and are kind of behind the scenes, aren't there?
Yes, I'm one of them. My son for the fire department. Baron Brooks is one that, for Spring Green, they help a lot with it. So we have the ones that will be working at the Scholar over there. Will be noon to 3 will be Baron Brooks. The Lions Club from Gotham will be doing from 3 to 6. And then the fire department does 6 to closing. And so, yeah, it's just a lot of different ones that are involved in the, and then I think my son Adam is the fire chief, so he will be. He talked about getting a kids game together, but I'm not sure.
That might be the ad hoc game we were talking about earlier. Yeah. But
so
we're happy to have him.
Yeah, because we didn't really have anything going on with the fire department or for that, but hopefully they'll get something going and we'll get a ball game in there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That'll be awesome. Yeah, because I think about that. It's part of the 4th of July celebration. Yes. Usually there's a softball or a baseball floating around out there.
Yes, there is.
Well,
yes.
Something, a bigger tournament was a little bit more tricky this year because it is a one-day event, and there's a lot to put together a tournament from what I heard. So, you know, we're just glad that we have one athletic event that's going to come in, and it's going to be plenty for the day. So everything just fell together nicely. We're very fortunate.
Yeah, you got a full lineup. Any idea what the population of Lone Rock is?
It's right around 1,000.
Okay.
It's just under 1,000 people, yeah.
So what's the population on the 4th of July of Lone Rock then?
Thousands.
I was going to say.
Hundreds? Thousands? I want to say thousands.
It really increases, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. It's long been a family tradition for a lot of folks, and we're glad that you're putting it out again. Steve Settler, anything else that you wanted to add about the run or the walk?
I just wanted to make sure that I thank all the people that allow this to happen, starting with the 4th of July committee and the community of Lone Rock, and the years that we've done this. They've been great and so supportive, allowing us to hold the event. And then also the financial sponsors that allow me to, even though this is not the first year, kind of feels like a first year after a few years off, to order several T-shirts and hopefully have enough for everybody, depending on how many sign up. But Cardinal CG, Julie Karen, State Farm, Thriving Financial, Prem Meats, Cardinal IG, Trillium Print Studio, and then also I forgot to mention at 8 a.m. when the registration starts, Brouhaha Roasters. We'll have some complimentary coffee there for people as they wait for things to start or afterwards or things like that. So a big thank you to all of those people for allowing that to happen, as well as the cross country family, not just for the 4th of July, but throughout the season, the parents and everybody that support cross country really, really take on a lot and deserve to be thanked for that.
You couldn't do it without your sponsors, could you?
Absolutely.
And they're going to have the T-shirts as a result of the sponsorship?
Correct, yeah. And that's it. I believe that's what we got is going to cover all of the T-shirts, T-shirt costs. And again, like I say, it allowed me to order T-shirts, not exactly knowing how many people were coming this first time, if that makes sense. But yeah, so huge thanks to everybody.
You as a coach of the River Valley Cross Country team, now is this one of those contact days where you encourage the runners to come out here?
Yeah, that's a hot topic these days, isn't it? No, it's not a contact day.
No. But you probably encourage them, like the first practice of the year, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And in years past, that was usually the goal was to, if you're around, to help out, whether it's directing runners, helping with registration. If you sign up yourself and run, well, that's supporting it too. So, I never mandated it. It's the day to have fun. And that's a big part of summer running, preparing for the season, but having fun doing it.
How do the numbers look for this next fall?
This last fall was the smallest I had ever had. That was my first year back after a couple of years of not coaching. But I've had a lot of interest, a lot of people talking about it from all students that were already in high school. A few eighth graders are coming up. So you never know until the first day of practice who's all coming up. But I've had some really good conversations with kids that might be trying it for the first time this year. And I'm excited for it.
River Valley is really known for multi-sport athletes, too. You have a lot that start in the fall, and maybe it isn't their favorite sport, but they go out and they help the cause, don't
they? Right,
yeah,
and I think we all go through life like that. We try things in middle school or before, and they take on a different feel once you get to high school, and now competition level ramps up, and maybe you're competing as a freshman against juniors and seniors, and that looks a little and feels a little different. So sometimes kids will make a decision to switch mid high school career. Kids will never believe me when I tell them until you give it a few years. Everybody that's switched into cross country has said the same thing. I wish I would have done this sooner.
Uh-huh.
And it's a unique sport, and I guess that's all I can say. Those that have run it know what I'm talking about. It's hard to explain if you haven't, but it really is a family, positive culture, and it's they enjoy it.
Sometimes it's one of those sports, too, where sometimes they have their best success as a freshman. I've seen that as well.
Yeah, that can happen, and a lot of that is a little bit with, you know, just kind of figuring out yourself as a person and as you go through and training is important. Overtraining is something you have to be cautious about and things like that. Typically my experience has been they grow as they go through from freshman to sophomore. Now you understand the sport better. Your strategies are different. I like it when they exit as seniors better than what they came in. And usually they do. Everybody progresses pretty well with my program.
Well, good luck with the upcoming season then, too.
Thank you. Thank you.
And good luck with the 4th of July walk run, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I know it'll go well. And anything else you'd like to add, Jake, about the Buena Vista Lions?
Yeah, so I just kind of wanted to touch back on the Give Butter and the website that we have. So the website, if anybody wants to check it out, is the BuenaVistaLionsClub.com. And that's where you can find our events that are going on, the link to our Give Butter, the list of our sponsors. Our website gets really well taken care of, and our secretary, you know, Stephanie, she does an amazing job at what she does.
keep us posted on your upcoming events. We can promote them on our community calendar and everything as well.
Yeah, so, definitely. Yeah. Definitely will do.
Good. Well, good luck with that, and we'll see you on Thursday in Lone Rock then,
yep,
too.
Sounds good. We will be there.
Good deal. Buena Vista Lions represented along with a lot of civic organizations. You couldn't do it without them, could you?
No. We have a list of people that were cash contributors, and they make mostly the fireworks possible every year. Goes up every year. As you know, everything is going up every year, it seems. So we were able to meet our goal this year of a $7,000 fireworks goal. We also have people that contribute prizes, gift cards, and other things too. And there's, you know, we're talking about thousands of dollars in contributions that we so appreciate, because we cannot do it without those funds. And anything we have left over goes right back into the Lone Rock. We're actually looking at building a sign outside the community center within the next year or so. A nice brand new sign, just to kind of pretty things up a little bit and make it a better place. And one thing I did forget to mention is our raffle. We have cash prizes this year, which is a little unusual. However, the cash prizes they're equal to what we paid last year for, you know, big prizes. Everybody needs money. Money's a good thing. Yes. So we have over $1,000 of prizes to give away from the 4th of July committee to 9 lucky winners, top prize being $500. So if any of the listeners are really sad because they missed their opportunity, that's okay. Come down to the park and you can buy books of tickets right there at the ticket booth. And we'll be drawing at 6 o'clock on the 4th of July. So we're hoping to get a whole lot more tickets sold.
You can buy them at 6:05. They'll be fresh on top of the pile. Maybe you got a better chance to win.
I've seen people come in and buy their tickets 6:05, kind of sad because they don't believe they win, and they win too. Mm-hmm. You know, you never know.
No, you know? Sure don't. And then the meat paddles, did you mention that as well? They'll be involved, be another part of it?
We're doing meat paddles starting at 6.
Uh-huh.
And it'll be every half hour.
Yeah, intermittently they're going to stop, and we're going to do a few and give people a chance to get more meat for their summer grilling. We got a lot of summer left, so we thought it would be a good addition to our fundraising
And I'm making the cotton candy tomorrow.
Yeah. Mm.
So
you can't have a 4th of July celebration without cotton candy, can
Well,
you?
That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that we can, you know, with the high humidity and stuff, it's kind of a trick. So I'm going to do it at home and put it in the bags, and hopefully it'll still turn out.
Oh, I'm sure it will. And Lone Rock is renowned for its fireworks display.
Yes.
And that'll be starting probably right on, 9:45, somewhere in that area?
Yeah, it's usually about that time. As soon as it gets peak dark, as soon as it gets peak dark. COVID did trip up a lot of the exports, or imports, I should say, of fireworks, and I've got this straight from the pyrotechnician's mouth, but he's bringing in some new things this year, which I think is going to be cool, and he's going to add some time. So if it's usually 20-25 minutes, we might be looking at a half hour show. So lots to look forward to.
What year was it where it was raining so hard and you still had the fireworks?
That was
3 years ago.
3 years ago?
That was
okay.
3 years back from this one, yes.
Uh-huh.
It rained all day. It was awful.
Yeah. I was in here and I still remember Ron looking at me and says, "Well, what are you going to do if it rains?" And he had this face, "Rains?"
Yeah.
And I'm like, "We're going to do this."
Yeah, it rained all day. I mean, it was,
yeah.
We even had to cancel
the home talent team.
Yeah, home talent.
Had to go home.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They had to go home.
But other than that, we went all the way up to the last second. We didn't waste a minute. We just kept plowing. So
the night of the 3rd was a good night. Mm-hmm. And then
the 4th, not so good.
No.
But then it was a little foggy, a little rainy, and it added to the ambiance.
Parade, it was like awful.
Yeah, but
I think I changed 3 times during that day because it was like,
yeah, it was pretty nuts. But our group, just like any other group, you know, you're going to get that. You're going to get the rain. You just do your best.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, people are still out at the park. You know, you want to make them feel happy and entertain the best you can, regardless of what kind of weather is tossed our way. We can't help it, but we've had pretty much success with and without rain, so we're really proud of that.
Great. I know it'll go on rain or shine, and it's just an awesome thing. Thanks for your volunteerism and putting this on every year.
Thank you.
Our families really enjoy it. Jake, anything else you wanted to add?
Yeah, I just had one more to hit that I almost forgot about. Our basketball courts down there are going to be getting remodeled in the near future, too.
Oh, okay.
And that's actually a project that I've been working on the side. We're trying to get that. I want to get that funded as a Wisconsin Milk Haulers only funded basketball court for down there. So I work with Milk Haulers closely, and I've had some fairly good success so far getting some donations rolling in for that. So
put the rim up 5 feet so I can slam it, maybe. So
hey, 5.5.
5.5. Okay, that'll be more of a challenge. Well, good luck with your event on the 4th, and Jake, good luck with the whole year long with the Buena Vista Lions as well.
Thank you.
Steve Stetler here today, Mary Litviak, and Tammy Reno. Make it a part of your 4th of July celebration coming up Thursday at Fireman's Park in Lone Rock.
Thank you.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Thanks to our guests, talking all about the Lone Rock Celebration. That's been a long time tradition. Our family used to go every year. That was kind of the big day when maybe we'd let the hay lay or whatever for a few hours, or take the day off and head to Lone Rock for the parade and everything. But look forward to that great event on Thursday. Tomorrow we'll talk about all the events in the Richland area. Marty Richards will be in talking about tourism, and we have some special events even on the 4th. We'll be talking about all of the great dairy products and outgoing Alice in Dairyland. Ashley Hagena will be our guest as well. That's coming up on Thursday already. Hard to believe it's almost the 4th of July. It is 61 degrees at WRCO, and apparently the rain has stopped for the time being anyway. Meteorologist Nick Grunseth is saying another half inch to an inch possible later today, and we'll top out around 73 degrees. Our update from ABC News is next.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14 on Richland Center's west side.
Dunkin' Reward members can look forward to the fresh offers, including a $2 medium hot or iced coffee, limit one per member per day. Triple points when boosted members place an order through the mobile app on Wednesdays, and 100 bonus points for all members who place an order through the mobile app on Mondays. Those who aren't Dunkin' Rewards members can sign up for free on the Dunkin' app or by visiting DunkinRewards.com. Get a free medium beverage with your first purchase, so quick sign up and start earning free Dunkin' today. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Holiday Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from June 28th through July 8th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Holiday Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from June 28th through July 8th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today.